This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. At the moment, the story with colleges and the coronavirus is epidemiological, right? How many students have gotten sick and how quickly those schools can shut down. But in the slightly longer run, there is going to be a business model story to tell, too. The small residential college idea worked reasonably well for more than a century in this country. Lately, though, not so much. Even before the pandemic, finances were shaky at hundreds of colleges. Small schools with names you might not know, green quads, brick buildings, a lot of them are closing. APM Reports has been tracking the fallout in a new documentary. It's called COVID on Campus. Here's correspondent Sasha Aslanian.
In early June, when no one could gather in person, hundreds of people came together online for a virtual goodbye.
Of course, as long as there are those of us who can tell the story, McMurray will never really be gone because she lives in our hearts.
It was a ceremony not for a person, but for a college. McMurray College, a liberal arts school with more than 500 students in central Illinois, survived the Civil War, the Great Depression, and two world wars, but it could not survive COVID-19. McMurray was faltering before the pandemic. Enrollment was dropping, costs were rising, and its $15 million endowment was too small to be of much help. McMurray president Beverly Rogers said the college initially had a survival plan that involved borrowing money.
And we found out on a Thursday, that was when COVID had gotten serious and the banks tightened up money, and we found out they were not going to finance it. And on Friday, we announced closure.
Other college leaders worry that their institutions could suffer the same fate. In New York's Finger Lakes region, Wells College officials said they would decide over the summer whether there would be a college for more than 400 students to come back to. President Jonathan Gibraltar said in May that Wells could not get by on remote learning.
If we don't have room and board revenue, we won't have enough revenue to operate the campus next year.
People who study higher education finance have been warning for years that a shakeout was coming for small colleges and universities. Robert Zemsky is a professor at UPenn's Graduate School of Education. He says, think of the flow of college students as a river.
And at the moment, the river is flowing towards big, rich institutions and away from small, under-resourced institutions.
Zemsky and his colleagues estimate that 20% of American colleges, about 200 or more institutions, are on the verge of going under. Among the contributing factors, a kind of financial aid arms race where everybody gets a scholarship.
Every institution essentially thinks if we give away a little bit of money, more students will come to us. So this has been going on for about 15 years. So what you have listed in the institution's catalog is a price almost nobody pays.
Zemsky says at a typical small college, the average student only pays 40 to 45% of the sticker price. Some colleges are trying a tuition reset. That's when a college lowers the price to make it more appealing. It also doesn't have to offer so much financial aid. That's what Wells did. It cut its tuition by 25% to $30,000. And it worked. In early July, the college announced better than expected enrollment. That, plus generous donations and a bridge loan, will allow it to reopen and bring students back to campus this fall. The college says it's not out of the woods, and the pandemic brings extra costs, like testing and sanitizing. Sophomore Felicia Jones says the tiny size of the college might be an advantage in battling COVID-19.
The good thing about having small class sizes is you're in a room with 6 people or 10 people. You can be 6 feet apart no matter what.
These small colleges, some with fewer than 1,000 students, offer an intimate college experience, but a business model that's endangered. I'm Sasha Aslanian for Marketplace.
Our story was produced with reporting from Stephen Smith.